Chapter 1. I couldn't wait to try the spell until I got to Banks. It was my first level 5, and I needed to read it more than I needed a pint of ale. The streetlights were the only illumination, and half of them were smashed, so I felt a sufficient level of privacy. I stepped into the shadow of a doorway and unfolded the half sheet of paper. On a dark moon night, before Venus descends. I stopped reading because I felt a twinge of guilt. Kate was waiting at Banks, and I promised I'd read it with her. I folded the paper and jammed it back in my pocket. I headed toward Blood Alley, Banks' current location, thinking about how we should use the spell. My thoughts were interrupted by the sound of a fairy talking to a human. My attention twisted away to follow the sound and dragged my body with it. I made an effort to be casual about it, but there was no one on the street to notice, so I didn't try too hard. I slipped into a doorway next to Trounce Alley and leaned to peek into the darkness. A flower fairy, Lily Clan, I think, was leading a human woman into the shadows of an alley. The fairy had cast a glamour, and I could see the shimmer, but I couldn't see what he was projecting because of the shadows. The woman was gazing up at what she must have seen as his face, about 3 feet higher than where the top of his head really was. When they were a few feet in and just past a dumpster, the fairy offered a glass vial. The woman knocked the contents back like a shot of tequila. I stepped into the alley, keeping to the wall, curious about what was going on. I noticed a tall shape lingering in the shadows at the other end. My attention came back to the woman. She collapsed on the ground, her back arching, a keening escaping her throat. I started to step forward, hoping I could help. Then, knowing it was too late, I retreated to the shadows. The fairy stood watching and then reached into his bag and retrieved a jug. He looked at the shadowy figure who nodded and gestured toward the woman. I saw the human's spirit rise, the lavender mist unmistakable. The fairy captured the spirit in the jug, careful to gather every wisp. What the hell was going on? I leaned against the brick wall. Now, more than ever, I needed to keep out of sight of the other two. The keening faded. The woman gave a gurgle as the last trace of her spirit escaped her body. I watched as the fairy placed a cloth over the top of the jug and stepped toward the hooded creature. A pale hand reached out from under the cloak and took the jug. "Where's my payment?" the fairy hissed. A ripple of laughter came from under the hood. "You fairies are so impatient. It will be the death of you at some point." The pale hand extended again, passing a vial of glowing amber liquid back. "Here, be careful. Do you know what to do with it?" The fairy sighed. I could imagine his eyes rolling. "Yes, I remember." "Tell me." "I rub it on her." "All of it," the voice under the hood snapped. I wondered what the liquid would do for the dead woman. Then the fairy put the vial in his bag, and I wondered who he meant by her. He started walking toward me, so I ducked behind the dumpster. "Good night, then." The figure turned to leave by the other end of the alley. I got a glance of a pale face and a curl of red hair in the lamplight. Now what were the she trading with fairies? And why did that woman have to die? I was alone again. I slipped over to the body. A quick glance showed me she was young. I threw a charm at the dumpster and the lid lifted. I placed the body inside, hoping no one would notice. Killing humans is not a good thing. If they find out we exist, we become a threat. And they'll hunt us. Last time that happened, the vampires were destroyed. Not just here in Vancouver, everywhere.